A little over a year ago, Pastor Carey asked me to go with him to Baltimore to a meeting, and I wasn't really sure why, and he wouldn't expound on it, but when I got there, I knew exactly what I was there for. It was my initial meeting with Celebrate Recovery, and it really opened my eyes to the need, both for myself and for those around me.
And really, when I was there, it was awesome to hear about it, but I wondered, how am I gonna fit in? How does this apply to my life? And then during breakout sessions, I was able to attend one for the children called Celebration Place. And sitting in there at that 30-minute time frame, I said, this is why I'm here.
I learned that God loves us so much that he gave his one and only son to die on the cross.
I personally like CR. It's kind of like another life group for me. It's a place where I can meet people close to my age and talk about different topics that they may also be going through. And it's just another chance to share what's been going on with life, what struggles I might have had.
And I think that our relationship is strengthened because we're gaining patience with each other, which is, as a single mom struggling to try to work through my own emotions, him working through his emotions at times, it can be a little dicey. So I think this has helped us both be able to relate to each other better and work through difficulties that we come up with each other. So it's been a blessing to us.
I came in on the first day knowing absolutely nothing about myself. Or at least I thought I knew something about myself. But now I know how to grow in my relationship with Christ. Materials, resources, people that I can trust, I have those now.
When I come here, it just feels like family, kind of. Because when I'm here, I can be free, I can be weird, I can ask weird questions.
I like that the people are really nice and they kind of support you. And if you have a question, they will help.
Started out with the kids not really talking much, and even though the program is designed to let them talk, we just kind of facilitate. But they have really, in this last year, bloomed and opened up, and I think they see what God has intended for their life, and in their areas of their hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
Makes my heart tender. Pastor Margaret and three others of our Celebrate Recovery leaders are going to come up for a moment. And as they're coming, I'll just let you know kind of how they're helping us on Monday evenings. Stephanie Schaefer is our ministry leader. Coach, maybe, is the word we often use. And Rob Gilmer is our assimilation coach and helps us with promotions. And Ellie Wright is our training coach. And toward the end, our encouragement coach, Pearl Parks, will come and share a prayer with us. But we are celebrating today of 1 year of Celebrate Recovery. And it is a milestone. And I think you're going to feel that as we go through the service today. And so today is a report and an invitation to whomever, may sense the Lord's presence speaking to you today, saying this could be hope for your future. Pastor Margaret's going to come first, and she is going to lead us in the reading of the 8 biblical principles that Celebrate Recovery rest upon from the Beatitudes of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. And so I think it would be good for us just to stand, and we're going to read along in unison as Pastor Margaret leads us.
So if you all can keep up with or get in the rhythm of this Valley Girl would be great. Realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew 5:3. Earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. Happy are the meek. Matthew 5:5. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character defects. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Matthew 5:6. Evaluate all my relationships. Offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me and make amends for the harm I've done to others, and except when to do so would harm them or others. Happy are the merciful. Matthew 5:7. Happy are the peacemakers. Matthew 5:9. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and his will for my life and to gain the power to follow his will. Yield myself to God to be used to bring good news to others, both by my example and by my words. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. Matthew 5:10.
You can be seated. Thank you. We got a little bit of clutter in the foreground, but if you lean a certain way or the other, I think you'll be able to stick with us here for a moment. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to allow each of them to just give the answers that come from their heart today. And I'm going to begin with Stephanie, and then Rob, and then Ellie. And the question would be something along these lines. What does Celebrate Recovery mean to you, and how has Celebrate Recovery impacted your relationship with Christ? And then anything else you'd want to say, Stephanie?
Thank you. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that Christ has come to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free.
Yeah.
And that sums up Celebrate Recovery really well. Celebrate Recovery is a place of community. We all need people. Sometimes we don't realize it. I was one of those. I can be very private and careful who I talk to, which is not always a bad thing, but sometimes we allow things to stay hidden inside of us. Either we don't know it, so we're in denial, or we're afraid to let others see what is going on inside of us.
Yes.
And I remember when I was first thinking about Celebrate Recovery, I thought, oh my word, I don't want to be labeled, you know, labeled as recovery. Or, you know, what came to my mind was the old Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they had the Land of Misfits. And I thought, well, I don't want to be a misfit. And that's not it at all. I have not felt that way. It is not that way. We are all on this journey of life, and we collect baggage, as we saw in the video. We have hurts that sometimes we just don't take time to heal because life keeps going.
That's right.
And so Celebrate Recovery allows you to have that time. It is Christ-centered. That is very important. The small group has been really important to me, and I love the small group guidelines. I don't want to go somewhere and feel like everything I'm saying is going to be spewed to someone else. I don't want a bunch of people giving me their advice and telling me what they think I should do. Celebrate Recovery is about allowing God to heal us.
Yes.
If you don't want to talk, you pass. You have a certain time limit to share so that one person does not monopolize the time. And along the journey, you know, I was very broken and just needed healing and needed rest. And I tend to, can be a fighter and tend to fight myself and my own battles.
Yeah.
And I've really learned to be still and to allow God to do that for me.
Thank you for sharing, Stephanie. That's a beautiful, transparent, and vulnerable. Brother Rob, you just lean into this and tell us.
Well, how has Celebrate Recovery helped me in my relationship with Jesus? I came into the program thinking that I was here to help other people find healing, to point them to our Lord, who's a source of healing. But during that process, the Lord said, "No, Rob, this is for you too." And I praise him for that. I've had about 40 years of addictions. And when Jesus became my Lord and Savior, he broke the chain of addiction. But I have a lifetime of hurts and habits and hang-ups. And Celebrate Recovery is helping me work through that. So the relationship has been deepened because the Lord is teaching me surrender. I have fought recovery. I thought I could do recovery in my own strength. And I realized that I could not do recovery in my own strength very well at all. Actually, I did it quite poorly. So, just fairly recently, the Lord revealed and said, "You know, if you're weak, I will be strong."
Yes.
So, I learned to be weak. And in that weakness, his power is made perfect.
Yes.
Not that I'm perfect. I'm far from perfect. That's not the point. The point is he is perfect. And with him in me, it's starting to provide healing. And that healing is the place where he wants me to be. The hurts, habits, and hang-ups are things that get in the way with our relationship with Jesus. And Jesus wants us to have as close a relationship as we can. So, celebrate recovery. Celebrate Recovery is Jesus' love manifested in a program to help us through our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Now, the first step, and it was a step I had to go through, was denial, to realize I had these shortcomings. Once I realized I had these shortcomings, he was waiting for me to give them to him. And he is faithful. He is providing the healing that I've sought. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. The process is making me more dependent on our Lord than I've ever been in my life. And I realize without him, I'm totally lost. So, you know, Celebrate Recovery has been a beautiful thing for me. And I see people come in the door every week. One thing I do, I meet with newcomers, men in particular. They come in and they're broken.
Yeah.
They're sometimes in shame. But when I see them come back the next week or the next week or the next week, I see a smile on their face. I start seeing some joy that they didn't have. So I am quite sure that our Lord is in our program and he is working in Celebrate Recovery.
Yes, thank praise you. Jesus. Praise Jesus. Ellie?
Okay.
Hold it close to your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. I'm sorry. I share in CR often that I'm afraid of this mic because I have a very big mouth, and so I feel like I have to not be myself when I'm behind it. So this mic is difficult for me, but for me, Celebrate Recovery started a little differently. My journey began in Project Galilee. Actually, I thought, I want to do something for the Lord. I want to serve, and so didn't know what that was and didn't know what it looked like, so I just started walking the walk. And then we started talking, and we talked about Celebrate Recovery, and I thought, okay, I can help that program. And so I walked into this program, learning a little bit about it, thinking about what was going on. In this program, there are 12 steps. They're based on the kind of the model for AA or NA, but they're coupled with biblical principles that tell us why those steps are necessary. And then we also work with 8 principles, which are based, that we just recited, that are based on the Beatitudes, that were written by Pastor Rick Warren. And we work with those, and as we work through them, I thought, okay, I'm not an addict. No offense to anyone who is, no judgment. Maybe this isn't where God wants me. And so we kept going. And the first night we walked in, and the first lesson, as Rob said, is on denial. And one of the things that you say when you're in your small groups is, hello, my name is Ellie. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with. At that moment, the Lord said, you're in denial. You think you've got nothing to fill in that space.
Yeah, bless God.
And we began to talk, and I went, okay, codependency. That's broad enough that I don't have to really admit anything, and I can step into that and say, I'm codependent. because I've been in some codependent relationships, and that's somewhere I can talk about. Well, the definition of denial is a false system of beliefs that are not based on reality and a self-protecting behavior that keeps us from honestly facing the truth. I began to walk this journey. Denial was the first thing that hit me in the face. We walk through and we talk about a lot of different steps, and we do lessons each week. There are testimonies from people who are in the program nationally that we get to see those testimonies and then hear testimonies from local people who have things going on. They're willing to admit to their baggage and their junk and lay it all on the table. And I'm working hard on that because I'm still not very good at it. God is very patient with me because I still got a long way to go, and I've been walking this journey for almost 2 years now. So the first thing I had to do was admit that I'm hiding myself behind a lot of hurts and a lot of hang-ups, a lot of things that are holding me back from who the Lord would have me to be. And that is not what he wants. When we get to lesson 9, it's the point that you make a personal inventory and you list all the hurts and the hang-ups. And the Lord literally led me to a mountaintop. He said, start driving. And so in what is sometimes a rare moment of obedience for me, I started driving, and I literally ended up in a small turnout on the Skyline Drive overlooking a beautiful scenery. I was by myself, so in my panic to be safe, I locked my doors and I crawled out my sunroof and I sat on top of my car and I turned the music on and I praised and worshiped the Lord with Sela and Kim McLean, two ladies who have blessed me through the being up here. And finally the Lord said, turn it off. It's time to be still and be quiet with me. And he led me through some stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
There are things
Jesus.
That I found that I have buried so deep because there are decisions I've made and things that I've done that bring me a lot of shame. And they really frustrate me. And they may not, you may think they're no big deal, but to me they're things that are hindering me from being what God would have me to be. And so for the very first time in my life, sitting on that roof on the mountaintop, I wrote them on paper. I don't journal because somebody might find it. And one of the things I learned about myself that day is that I don't trust. But I had a lot of stuff I got to work through, and I wrote it down, which was the first step for me. And as we've walked this journey, the Lord has put people in my path that I never would have imagined. People that I had written on that list that I have hurt and I needed to ask for forgiveness. People on that list who really had hurt me in just bizarre ways. God has orchestrated an apology from them that makes no sense in my understanding.
Yeah.
It has just amazed me at that. I've been in these small groups where I was leading, I was helping, and people have opened up and they've trusted me, which has allowed me to trust them, which is a big step for me, a big step. So as we've gone through this journey, I had to say, Lord, I don't trust people. It's not that I don't love each person that I meet in this church. I'll listen to anything you have to say to me. But in my innate nature, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And it's not because of something you've done. It's because of those past hurts and hang-ups. And the only way that I can get through that is to walk through this journey, which has been, for me, Celebrate Recovery, in a place that I didn't think that I had any part. But the Lord has said, I have a little thing for you. You need to show up and worship in the large group. You need to show up and participate and share and trust in the small group. And I'll be faithful.
Yes,
and he has been. Those people have been very faithful to me. I've shared things that I wrote on that paper that I had never even written, and now I've at least shared them in my small group to the trust of the people that are with me. And then there was a point where he made me realize, you thought I needed you to do the program, but really you needed me. And there was a song, and we'll actually hear it here in a minute, and it says, I give you control. You don't need me, but somehow you want me. The King of Heaven wants me. And that was in a lesson on readiness. And at the bottom of my thing that day, I wrote, for me, now when I were to say to you, my name is Ellie, and I struggle with a lot of things. I struggle with perfectionism. I struggle with people-pleasing and not always God-pleasing. I struggle with some anger issues and frustrations, and I struggle with self-unforgiveness for a lot of things that I have done that I carry shame and guilt.
Yes.
And a lot of frustration for.
Jesus.
And for me, he said, apply this to you. I have to accept people's reactions that I'm before anyone, even in this point. It is by God's grace that I'm helping CR, and truly CR is helping me. When I get here, I feel like I've always put on a really good facade, and so what people expect of me in my roles is perfection, and so I've always put pressure on myself to be that perfect thing. Now, I'm putting it out there. You know my imperfection. You know my fears. You know all my shortcomings. And God has a plan to use all those things. And he wants to use me, not me use him. So I'm very grateful for CR and all that it's done for me. My invitation is to you, if you think that you don't need it, but you're being led to come on Monday nights, take the first step and come. Addiction is a part of it. If you have an addiction, that's a great way to come. There are other things going on. There's codependency, which truly is a problem that a lot of people deal with. There are secrets. We all have those secrets in the closet that need to come out, and we've never found a place to share that. So I invite you to come tomorrow night. We'll start again. We'll start with denial tomorrow night. So if you're in denial, come on and join us and start stepping out of denial.
Amen. Let's have a hand for these testimonies. And Stephanie, if there's anything you just want to bookend that conversation with, I think Ellie covered most of it.
She did. I just have one thing. I actually heard a song yesterday on my iPod. I haven't heard it on the radio lately, but I think it sums up Celebrate Recovery. And a lot of us, and I just want to read some of that to you. The hurt that broke your heart and left you trembling in the dark, feeling lost and alone, will tell you hope's a lie, but what if every tear you cried or seed the ground with joy will grow? Nothing is wasted. In the hands of our Redeemer, nothing is wasted. It's from the deepest wounds that beauty finds a place to bloom. And you will see before the end that every broken piece is gathered in the heart of Jesus, and what's lost will be found again. Nothing is wasted in the hands of our Redeemer. Sometimes we are waiting, and the sorrow we have tasted, joy will replace it. Nothing is wasted in the hands of our Redeemer. Jesus is there, and he's waiting. He's waiting to heal. He's waiting to set you free, to offer you redemption, but you have to take the first step. I had to take the first step. And the invitation is open to come to Celebrate Recovery, and you'll find a place of healing, a place of community, a family, of love, of acceptance, of non-judgmental place. And I know that you won't regret it.
Give the mic to Rob just a moment. And Rob, would you just pray a prayer as we journey on, but just include those that the Lord may be speaking to, and we'll continue and have the band to come as Brother Rob is praying and speaking to the Lord on our behalf.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so grateful to be here today. And Lord, we're so grateful to this church that had the vision and the care of its people in mind. when we started Celebrate Recovery. And Lord, I know there's someone out there today that is struggling with a hurt, habit, and hang-up. We all are. Lord, my prayer is that that person hears this message and gives them boldness, courage to come that first night so they may begin their journey towards healing and closer to you, Lord. We pray all this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless. And now we're going to sing my newest theme song. Applaud heaven. can be seated for a few moments more. Today is part three of Surrender and Control, more than a one-time thing. And it's become quite obvious in my own life and maybe in yours that if God is really going to help us, the number one thing we have to surrender is pride. Pride. And for a year, I've been able to be here on Monday evenings whenever I was in town. And this idea that if you come on a Monday night, you're a misfit is so totally opposite of the truth. Often I would be at the front desk when people arrived, and as I watched them pull on the parking lot and make that courageous step to get out of their vehicle and walk into the church, when they came through the door, there was nothing misfit about it. It was hungry for Jesus, hungry for hope, just coming because they had surrendered their pride and said, you know what, I believe that Celebrate Recovery is God's gift to me, and I'm going to come. And I've watched the leaders give tirelessly of themselves, and I'm so sanctified, proud of those who have stuck with it. And if you've come one night, it was worth it to us that you showed up on that night. But Celebrate Recovery is part of our past now for 1 year. It's part of our present. It begins tomorrow night afresh and anew for year two, and it's part of our future. And so any Monday evening, when you would decide that this is where God would have me come for the next leg of my journey, to where I can find real strength and hope and love, and I'm coming along, then the doors will be open. We have a meal at 6. We worship at 6:30. And after that, you have the option of being in a small group. There's no pressure about it. It's no pressure. It's all treasure. That's what it is. I love the logo for Celebrate Recovery. It is kind of surrender and control. I'm not sure if it's going to come up on the screen or not, but anyway, it's a man standing in silhouette, and you can tell that there's victory underway in that logo. And our overseer from Richmond, he is actually Kevin Skellett. He had his own personal truck painted with the Celebrate Recovery logo. And when he pulls on the property, I get blessed. He comes to visit us every once in a while. Let me take just a moment to share with you just this whole hurt habits and hang-up idea. I want to define that because that can become cliche-ish very quick. Let me just give you the definitions, and that'll be my part in the conclusion of the service today. First of all, hurts. If you can't really relate to that because you've heard it so much, if you have pain, if you have wounds, if you feel damaged, if you've been abused, if you're carrying a burden, if you've been neglected, that's what it means to say that we come on Monday evenings to give to Jesus our hurts. And if you would fit in that category, and you would feel like that this worship on Monday evenings would be beneficial to you, I want you to know that Jesus is more than enough. He can do it on Sunday morning, can he, Pastor? Yes, he can. But sometimes he calls us to a deeper concentration. And that's what Celebrate Recovery is. Hurts. Habits. What are habits? Patterns. Destructive patterns. Practices. Destructive practices, inclinations that are bad, not good, tendencies that are not pleasing to God. That's what it means that we come to Celebrate Recovery and we offer to God our habits. And so if you sensed his spirit speaking as I was just reading those definitions, it's probably his invitation to you. You know, I gain absolutely nothing by a lot of people coming on Monday evenings. It's not about numbers. It is about people being released and freed from what it is that's keeping them from being all that God designed them to be. And the other word is hang-ups. Hang-ups. What in the world do we mean by that? Problems. Difficulties. Preoccupations. Troubles. Worries, complications. That's what we mean by hang-ups. And it took us a long time to get Celebrate Recovery in place. There were a few times this year when Pastor Margaret and I wondered if it would make it. Because the enemy hates Celebrate Recovery. But I have learned with this 1 year birthday anniversary that Jesus loves Celebrate Recovery. This program keeps us close to those who will admit, get beyond their pride, that I have hurts, pains, wounds, damages. I've been abused. I'm carrying a burden. I'm neglected. I have habits. I have patterns and practices and inclinations and tendencies that are destroying my life. I have hang-ups. I have problems and difficulties, preoccupations, troubles, worries, and complications. I have learned that on Monday night, it's like Jesus leans especially into us. And I want you to know that I began the program because I wanted to be the pastor that could back this kind of a program and to give that kind of support leadership. But I met with my small group yesterday. We try to meet twice on Saturday mornings each month. And I met with five of us around the table here. And I want to tell you that when I left, I was nearer to the Lord than I was when I came. So Celebrate Recovery is not just a program I'm pushing. But while I'm talking about pushing, I will say that we all are addicts. All of us are addicts. We are addicts. And Celebrate Recovery is to make sure that we're addicted to Jesus, addicted to hope. And if you think that would be something that would bring joy to your heart and defeat to the enemy in your life, we invite you to come. There's a song that I heard it. I was just going through YouTube and I found the song. And I said, we are going to sing that to put an exclamation point at the end of the words I'm sharing today. So, Ben, I'm going to run you back up here again. It's your turn again. Oh, they're already here. Boy, y'all are fast. Wow. I was thinking that they probably thought, well, Pastor Kerry is going to wax the elephant, so we're going to go sit down. That's wax eloquent, to, you know. Thank you. I felt extra support and didn't know where it was coming from. But, you know, that helps me to say we've had worshipers Monday after Monday come and lead worship. And most of them are on the platform, and there are others. And so we're grateful to them as well. But I would like for us to receive an offering for Celebrate Recovery. This is just a love offering that will help us offset some of the expenses with Monday evening and help us to be resourced. You know, we take an offering every Monday night with the Celebrate Recovery group. But today, if you'd like to give something, there's no pressure. But if you'd like to invest in something, that it's a ministry that keeps us close to the broken and the lost, like no other ministry in our church. I've been a part of all of them. And I want you to know that your investment, whether in your own spirit, your own life, or with your finance, that's up to you. We want you to be a part of what Pastor Joe was saying. You get to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And that's what this offering is. And so, Lord, today, would you bless both the gift and the giver. And I pray that the band will come unplugged right here, and they will really put this song to flight, Lord. And I pray that as Pastor Margaret comes to pray over the workers and the leaders, Kim and I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our life this past year with Celebrate Recovery. We both needed it. It has been so great for our marriage, for our life, for our spirituality. I've watched my wife give her life to that food line week after week. And I know that that investment has brought joy to her and to you. And I pray, God, that if there are others that have not found their place in the volunteer culture of this church, that they would have a conversation with Stephanie or Rob or Ellie, and they would find their place serving here on Monday evenings. And the people said, amen. Trust me, you can't sing this song sitting down. So just pass the plate. Try not to drop it. But you're going to want to stand for it.
Don't walk, I built up, trapped by the way I Jesus. You all can be seated. I guess I just have to say hi. My name is Margaret. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. He has healed me from the addiction of alcohol and drugs. I've been clean for 18 years. He's still working on me in a whole bunch of other places. He is good. And now I would like to invite the leaders of Celebrate Recovery. Hop up out of your seat. And the volunteers. If you have volunteered for Celebrate Recovery this year, please come. These are the folks that make this happen every week. They show up again and again. And they bless my heart. When we started this, I was, oh my. We started this and I really, y'all come on across the front. Don't be bashful. Come on over here. We were having training and I said, you know, if you feel like this is something that God might want to use you for, please come. And every Thursday night, these folks showed up for training. And I would look at them like, I don't know why you're here, but I'm so glad you're still coming and believing that God has a place for you. And so here are the faces that show up on Sunday evenings. I'm so grateful for them. The scripture that has been on my heart this morning, or how beautiful are the feet that bring good news. And these people here, these folks bring good news and bring joy into this ministry every week. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's daughter, she wrote a book. It was called On Every Pew Sits a Broken Heart. And that's when I began to realize that we all have places of healing. And these folks have come and found healing. And some of them are leading, some of them are supporting, but they are here by the grace of God. So I'm so grateful for you all. Would you just give these folks a hand? I would like to just pray over these folks. Father God, my heart is full today to realize that you would want to use us as vessels, healed enough to bring hope in the name of Jesus. I thank you for these leaders, these volunteers that just keep showing up. Lord, thank you for their perseverance in their own journeys as well as walking with other folks through their journey. And God, today I pray that no one would feel pushed to be a part of this, but God, if you are tugging on hearts, I pray today that you would just tenderly nudge those that maybe have been carrying grief, depression, brokenness, loneliness, hurt, hang-ups, habits, and that they would find a place of family in this Celebrate Recovery family. We are so grateful. Thank you for these leaders. I pray blessing and honor upon them as we relaunch tomorrow night with step one. May you be glorified. May you be high and lifted up, and may you break the chains of bondage on our people and those in this community. In the name of Jesus, amen. Wow, Pearl showed up. Okay, so we have two tables out in the foyer. On your left, at that stairwell, is actually a table for the guys. If you have questions, it'll just be guys there. On the table in the right side of the foyer, there'll be ladies that are part of Celebrate Recovery. When they exit today, they're going to go to those tables. So the ladies will be over here if you have questions. There's all kinds of brochures. There's flyers. If you have a place of business that you think, well, hey, I could put a flyer up for Celebrate Recovery, there are flyers on the tables. But before these folks leave to go to their posts, Pearl is going to come, and she is going to lead us in the Serenity Prayer. Pearl is our encouragement team leader. She and Kim are the ones that show up with their teams every week and make sure that we have food on the table. So thank you all for that. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right. If you all would stand, we're going to recite the Serenity Prayer.
I would like you to thoughtfully and prayerfully say this prayer with me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, and not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
Thank you, Pearl. Just a few closing announcements as the leaders head out. College Connection is after the second service in the foyer. Pastor Billy will be there to greet those that are of the college age. The well is open. If you have a prayer need today, maybe you're going to have a surgery this week and you need someone to know, that would be a great place just to stop by and let that team know, let them pray for you. And we have our first-time friends in the back under the Holiness Unto the Lord. Lee and Judith are back there ready to meet you if you are a visitor today and they have something to give you. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have Celebrate Recovery. We'll eat at 6, and we will have large group in here at 6:30. We would love for you all to come. The youth meet every Sunday evening here at 6, from 6 to 8. Just wanted to let you know that today. And then you have Easter cards at the front desk, if you would like, and the back desk. If you would like to pick up your Easter invitation cards and be handing those out, praying about who you would invite to Easter this year. You are dismissed. Go in peace. God bless.